Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night shiur for the week of Parshas Naso. This Shabbos, as we generally do, the Shabbos immediately after Shavuos, we learn Parshas Naso, which is the longest single sedra in the entire Chumash. But this evening, I'm not going to talk about anything in Parshas Naso, but rather talk about something which is Minyona de Yoma, rather than that which is Minyona de Sidra. I'll speak about something that's relevant to this week. You may ask yourself, well, you know, this week was Shavuos. Shavuos was Monday and Tuesday, but what's it now? And that's exactly what I want to talk about. I entitled the shiur, How Many Days of Shavuos Are There? And we think we know the answer to that question, but it may not be quite as simple. And from a certain perspective, as we'll see, it may still be Shavuos this entire week, including tonight. And we'll see how we get to that. The first couple of sources, the first three sources I printed on the pages, we're not going to read every source inside tonight, but you have them there in front of you. The first three sources, the first one is from Parshas Emor, the so-called Parshas Amordos, Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel, which goes through all the Yom Tovim, including the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and there is when it tells us, V'sfaratim Lachem Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, V'sfaratim Lachem Arachas HaShabbos, you begin counting the days of Sfiras Omer, and on the 50th day, right, in the second Pasuk Tazayin, Tisbu Hamishim Yom, Mikrafta Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem, you have to bring a new offering, an offering from the new barley crop of that season, and so on, and it describes what was done, the carbon, and at the end, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, Ukrosem Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Mikro Kodesh Yalachem Kol Melechas Avodos Asu. On that day, meaning that day, the 50th day, after you complete this count of 7 weeks, you bring this carbon and you declare a Mikro Kodesh that day. Parshas Emor over there is one of the three places in the Torah where all the Shalosh Regalim are mentioned in depth. They're referred to in other Pesukim too, but not with too many details. Here, you have all the details of Shavuos, in terms of the special carbon, the so-called Shtei HaLechem offering, the Kivsei Atzeres, animals that accompany it, and so on. But for our purpose now, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ukrosem Be'etzem Hayom HaZeh, means that day. So just that day is Yontif. Shavuos, according to the Torah, is simply a one-day Yontif. That's it. In Parshas Pinchas, the second source, that's the Musaf, the Parsha with all the Musafim from the different Shalosh Regalim. Those Pesukim were read as the Haftar, as the Maftir, on both days of Shavuos. Again, Perek Chaf Ches Pasuk Chavav Bamidbar Uviyom HaBikurim. That's one of the nicknames of Shavuos. Bikurim means the first fruits. It's the first offering, as I said before, from the barley crop of the season. So it's called Yom HaBikurim. Bakrivcha Mincha Chadash Hashem. You bring this new offering, this new grain offering. So it says Mikra Kodesh Yalachem. Just that day, just that Yom HaBikurim. No other days. And then again in Parshas Re'eh, which is the third place where the Torah, this was the laning, the second day of Yom Tov, this past Tuesday, Perek Tes Zayin of Devarim, says there, Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, count 7 weeks, etc. And then, when that the period of time is up, and prosecuted, V'osisa Chag Shavuos, Hashem Alokecha, you make the holiday on that day, V'samachta, V'sneshem Alokecha, etc. So in all three of these places, it's pretty clear that Shavuos, according to the Torah, is, as we know, a one-day holiday. And that's it. No mention of any other days. The Rambam, Hilchos Tmidim, Musaf, and Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, source 4, the Rambam says, B'yom Chamishim, Sfiras Omer, Hu Chag HaShavuos. Right, Shavuos is on the 50th day of Sfiras Omer, right? The 50th day after we count, Hu Atzeres, and by the Chazal, it's nicknamed Atzeres. And the Rambam goes on to say what was brought on that day, the Musaf offerings and the special offerings for Shavuos, and all these different karbonos and so on. And the Shulchan Aruch too, it doesn't mention Karbonas. The Shulchan Aruch, there's actually no simon about Shavuos. There's no special section of the Shulchan Aruch about Shavuos. There's one simon, simon Tov Tzadi Dalet of Orach Chaim, which is the very end. It's appended to Hilchos Pesach. The very end of Hilchos Pesach, Orach Chaim, simon Tov Tzadi Dalet, Tzif Aleph, source 5. It says again, Bioma Chamishim Lutzuris Omer Huchag Shavuos. We say the Hatfila, but the davening is like any other Yontif, except we say it's Yom Chag HaShavuos, it's Man Matan Torah Seinu, and you say Halle, you take out two Sefer Torah, and you read, etc., etc. But all these sources, it's clear that Shavuos is for one day. In the Gemara and Tainis, also parallel in Erechim, Daf Chav Ches and Beis and Tainis, source 6, regarding Halle. The Gemara says, we've seen this Gemara many times, the Omer B'yochanan Mishum Rishun Yotzarek, Shmona Osa B'yom, there are 18 days during the course of the calendar year when we say a person says the entire Hallel. It's the entire Hallel. We're not talking here about Rosh Chodesh. We say the so-called Chatzi Hallel, right? But rather the entire Hallel. There are 18 days. What are they? Okay, it says Elohein, right? Shmonas Mehachag, the 8 days of Chag was Mitzukis, that's the 7 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres, that's eight. Ushmonos Tzivei Chanukah, right? 8 is Chanukah, that's 16. V'yom Tov Arishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, that's a 17. And then V'yom Tov, and there the word Rishon shouldn't appear, it's in parentheses, V'yom Tov Shel Atzeres, and the one day of Shavuos. So again, you see, there's one day of Shavuos. And then the Gemara adds, of a Gola and the diaspora outside of Eretz Yisrael, assume Echad Yom, there are 21 days where we say the full Hallel, Elohein, Tishis Yimei HaChag, the 9 days of Sukkot, because Shmini Atzeres is split into two, Shmini Atzeres is Sukkot Torah, there are 9 days, right? Shmonis Yimei Chanukah, the same 8 days of Chanukah, that's 17. Ushnei Yom HaRishon Shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, and Ushnei Yom Tovim Shal Atzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuos. So, of course, we see that Shavuos, according to the Torah, is one day, but in the Chutzar, it's, as we know, we always observe an extra day, so we have 2 days of Shavuos. And that should be the end of the discussion. Right, Rashi writes there rather than Chav Chesam Beis and Tainus, so it's seven. Rashi writes, so a Gola shows in Shteyom, we told Mishum Sreika, right? Outside of Eretz Yisrael, we just make 2 days instead of one. We always have the extra day, Mishum Sreika, which we'll come back to in just a moment. But the bottom line is, Shavuos is a 2 day holiday outside of Eretz Yisrael, as we know, this past week, Monday and Tuesday. Now, it's interesting, the Rambam, I'm passing this way, by the way, Hilchus Megillah v'Chanukah, Per Gimel, Halacha Vav, right, Shmonasa Yom, Mishana Mitzvah, Leibim, where it's a Hallel, right, 18 days of the year, you say Hallel, and he simply says at the very end of that, in Halacha Vav there, the end of the part that I printed, Yom Atzeres, the one day of Shavuos, Halacha Zayin, he says, in the place where they keep an extra day, it's Shnei Yom, Mishana Atzeres, the 2 days of Shavuos. Now, just as an important point, you know, one could have made the case, the reason I'm talking about this right now, is one could have made the case that there really shouldn't be 2 days of Shavuos even outside of Eretz Yisrael. After all, usually we have 2 days, the extra day of Pesach, the extra day of Sukkot, because there was a doubt in terms of when, at one time, there was a doubt as to when Rosh Chodesh landed in a given month. What do I mean? We know that it takes the moon 29 and a half days to go around the earth. That's a scientific phenomenon. All right, so Rosh Chodesh, every Jewish month, which is determined by the moon, is either 29 days or 30 days, never less, never more. There's no 28 like in February. There's no 31 like in January and March and so on. Only 29 or 30. Why? When you come to day 29, the next day is definitely going to be one of only two possibilities. Either it's day 30 of the old month or it's day one of the new month. Either way, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Okay, and that's sometimes we have a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, right? When we have a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, the first day Rosh Chodesh on the calendar is day 30 of the outgoing month, and the second day Rosh Chodesh is day one of the incoming month. When there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, so the previous month has 29 days, and the next day is day one of the incoming month. So, like this past week, right? Sivan was, we only had 1 day Rosh Chodesh, right? There was 1 day Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Iyar had 29 days, and the next day it was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Sivan itself has 30 days, so in a few weeks, it'll be the 30th of Sivan, that'll be the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and the second day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz will be the first day of the calendar month of Tammuz. In any event, how did they, that's what did it depend on? It depended on whether the moon at one time, now it's a fixed calendar, but at one time, it depended upon when it came to day 29, they're not sure what's tomorrow going to be, day one of the new month or still day 30 of the old month. So what did it depend on? It depends on whether the new moon was visible the night before or not. So you all know, we discussed many times, Adam would come and so on, and the Bezim would question them, okay, they would declare Rosh Chodesh if indeed, and they were convinced that they had seen the new moon. And of course, the problem was, how do you notify people? Right, in the days before, texts and you know, and WhatsApps and whatever else. So how do you go ahead and tell all the people that Rosh Chodesh was declared on Monday night? The moon was seen on Monday night, so Tuesday's Rosh Chodesh. How do you tell everybody? So, as you know, they had a very good system for a while with the flames, fires, torches, and so on, lit on different mountains. It was publicized well, but when that system got messed up, they had to revert to what I like to call the Pony Express. Not sure if it was ponies, may have been donkeys or camels, whatever the animals were. They sent out messengers, riders, led to all the towns to let people know what day Rosh Chodesh was. Okay, that's all well and good if the riders got there. But let's say it was Nisan. So we're waiting to observe Pesach. So I don't know, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was it Monday night and Tuesday, or was it Tuesday night and Wednesday? Well, it makes a big difference 2 weeks later. Do I observe Pesach or not observe Pesach? Tonight Pesach, tomorrow night Pesach. So when they had a real suffix, they had to keep an extra day that you can't, to play around, you had to be sure, be on the safe side. You had to observe an extra day. Then the Gemara says, but after everything was all pre-calculated, around the year 350 of the Common Era, in the days of a rabbinic leader by the name of Hillel Hasheni, the second Hillel, descendant of Hillel from Beis Hillel, not him, but the descendant of his, Hillel Hasheni, in the days that Abai and Rava were alive then in Bavel. Right, it's around the year 350 or so of the Common Era. So the pre-calculated calendar was all fixed, and now we know when it is. So the Gemara said, now that we know when it is, nobody has to keep an extra day of Yontif. We know full well. You want to know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was? Look on your fridge, and it tells you on the calendar exactly what day of the week Rosh Chodesh was. Right? So the Gemara says no. The way we assume outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep an extra day to maintain the old tradition, and that's why we always have an extra day. Oh, but that's very well and good about Pesach and Sukkot, but Shavuos has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh, because Shavuos, as we know, is a function, as we just said, of counting 49 days from Pesach. By the time Shavuos rolled around, even the people living far away, they knew when Rosh Chodesh Nisan had been. Maybe they didn't know yet when Rosh Chodesh Sivan had been declared. But guess what? It doesn't matter when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was declared. That has nothing to do with when Shavuos lands up. Matter of fact, the Gemara says Shavuos didn't always land on the same day of the week. We mentioned in the past. The Gemara says Shavuos sometimes was by our calendar, Shavuos is always the 6th of Sivan, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, the 6th and 7th of Sivan. But in the days of the Kiddush Al Pi Ra'iyah, the Gemara says Shavuos sometimes on the 5th of Sivan, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th. It depended on the intervening months, whether it had 29 days or 30 days. You can do the math. But it doesn't matter, because Shavuos, they knew when Shavuos was, 50 days, right, after the starting, the second day of Pesach, counting Sfiras Omer. So I might have thought that maybe on Shavuos, there's no need. They never had to keep a day misafik. There never was a suffix, because by the time of Shavuos, they knew already when, 2 months ago, when Nisan was, right? The messengers eventually got there. They knew already when Pesach was. So they just had to count 49 days from there. Okay, and on day 50 is Shavuos. Well, it doesn't matter when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. You follow? So I might have thought that maybe Shavuos, there's no need to, they never had a need to keep an extra day. We certainly don't have to keep an extra day. Yeah.
But we're starting with the suffix, 1 day of suffix already. So it transferred to Shavuot.
Right, but the suffix was resolved. By the time of Pesach, which is on the 15th of Nisan, there was a suffix. When was Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Was it on Monday? Was it on Tuesday? We don't know. But Shavuos is almost 2 months later. By then they found out, right? There was no suffix anymore. The suffix in Beni in between, the suffix was resolved. They found out already when it was.
But what about Sukkot then? You knew when Rosh Hashanah was already.
Well, no, so Rosh Hashanah, it's a little more complicated, Rosh Hashanah, but you didn't necessarily know when Rosh Hashanah was. So Rosh Hashanah, everybody observed 2 days, as we still do.
No, right? I'm not asking that, but after Rosh Hashanah, you knew how many days were
no, the messengers, Lav Dafka, the messengers didn't necessarily get there in time for Sukkot. We don't know. Now, you can answer another question. So why did they keep 2 days of Kippur? It's a different discussion. But they didn't necessarily know when Rosh Hashanah had been. They observed both days. It's everybody does. But they didn't necessarily know what it was. In any event, the Gemara tells a story. Look in source 9. Now, back to the sources. The Gemara says, in Psochem Nun Beis and Aleph Rav Nosam Bar Asya Azal Mibay Rav Lepum Bedis B'yam Toshem Shalat Teres. A certain person thought there really no need to be so strict with the second day of Shavuos, because it wasn't really a suffix. So he traveled from one place to Popedisa on the second of Shavuos, but Shanter Yosef, put him in Cherem. And Abai says he shouldn't be put in Cherem, he should have been beaten. What's worth being Cherem or beaten? Okay, you can look in the Gemara. But be that as it may, they said it was wrong, his behavior. But why? Maybe he should have been right. So the answer is very simple. Interesting. The Rambam in source 11, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Per Gimel Lachy Beis, the Rambam tells us, and really this relates to your point, Josh, Yesh Mekomos, Shemagin Alein Shuchay Nisim, Velo Magin Alein Shuchay Tishrei. There were some towns where maybe the messengers got there in time to tell you when Pesach was, but not in time to tell when Sukkot was. Or vice versa, right? Depends. It depends on traveling conditions and so on. A lot of factors. So basically, the Rambam tells us that for the sake of what we would call, he doesn't use this term, but a low plug, we just don't make distinctions. And that's the rule. And look at the end of the Rambam there. The Rambam says, "Kedei shelo lachlok b'moados," not to make a distinction. In this yontem and that one, hiskinu chachamim, the Chacham instituted, shekol mokum she'en shluchei tishrei magin sham osin shnei yomim afilu yom tov shel atzeres, even Shavuos. Kach tiknu chachamim. So even though technically you could make the case that Shavuos would be different, okay, that maybe there's no Sfeika Deyom by Shavuos, so maybe there really was no Sfeika Deyom, but it was part of the Takonas Chachamim. It's Mid Rabbanon. It's like any other rabbinic institution. In fact, some writes in one Shuvah that maybe that the second day of Shavuos is even stricter than the extra day of Pesach and of Sukkot. Because the extra day of Pesach and Sukkot were originated with a suffix. Shavuot was never originated with a suffix. It was you know, it's a chiddush to say that, but that's what he said. But in any event, bottom line, Rabbi Osai, we have 2 days, as we know, of Shavuot. Shulchan Aruch says there in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet of Arachaim, verse 12, Yom Sheni, there is a second day of Shavuot, Karin Parshas Kol HaBachor, we read Kol HaBachor, which we did on Tuesday, and what the Maftir is, and so on. Of course, there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Shavuos also. Hilchas Yontif Paragol Alochi Yadayim 13, the Rambam writes, Shivis Yimei Pesach, Shmonis Yimei Chag, Im Shar Yom Tov Kulam, Asur Mehes B'Nitainis, but you can't have any eulogies, we're all fast, Chayav Adam Lisbon Sameach, V'Tov Lev, Hu Abon Abishon B'nei Beis, etc., etc., V'Samach Tov Bechag Yecha. Now, what is this Simcha? Let's lead us into our next discussion. The Simcha is, says the Rambam, is Korban Shlomim. Bringing carbonus. But besides that, there's also a general type of simcha. But we'll come back to the carbonus in a moment. So Shavuos, if we think about it for a moment, is an odd duck in terms of the Shalosh Ragon. It's only 1 day. It's one out. And 1 day. Or, as we just demonstrated in the Chutzlar, it's 2 days. But that's it. It's really not similar to Pesach or Sukkot at all. So there's a very interesting Mishnah in Moed Katan in Source 14, Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, we don't paskin exactly like this Mishnah, but the Mishnah says the following. Hakover es meis rachmon al-tzlan, somebody's relative dies, and I have to bury the person before Yantiv. So the Mishnah says 3 days. We assume it's even less than 3 days. But Batla himena gzeres shivim. Right? Let's say a person dies a couple days before Shavuos. The family sits Shiva for a day or two. Comes Yantif, you're not to Shavuos, but any Yantif, right? The Yantif cancels the Shiva. We all know this, right? Even if they never sat Shiva the first full 7 days, Yantif breaks Shiva. If the person died Shmona 8 days before, meaning they finished all Shiva, and now it's the next day. So Butlam and Zer Shloshim, the laws of Shloshim are canceled by the arrival of Yantiv. You know, they didn't have a full 30 days. It's knocked out by the Yantiv. Okay, and they Amru Shabbos Olavein on second, so don't want to speak about it. Different than Shabbos. Shabbos interrupts the Shiva, but it counts as one of the 7 days, and the Shiva, as we know, resumes after Shabbos. Okay, but the Yantiv cancels the Shiva entirely. Okay, listen to this statement. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash, Atzeres Keshabbos. After the Churban, Atzeres, again, Atzeres is the rabbinic nickname for Shavuos. Shavuos is like Shabbos, meaning that according to Belezer, Shavuos does not break Shiva. Okay? Shavuos will suspend Shiva, like, so there's no actual manifestation of Avelos on Yantiv, but after Yantiv's over, the Shiva will resume, just like Shabbos, unless that was the seventh day. But I'm just saying, if it's the middle of the year, 3 days went by, or whatever. Okay, so just like Shabbos, so too is Shavuos. Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Kippur, like the Regalim, Chacham Alokadiv is Alokadiv, El Atzeres Kiregalim. No, the Chacham say the Shavuos is like the other Regalim, that it breaks the Shiva. Okay, now you can read the Rashi. We don't have time to look into all the Rashi.
He doesn't hold En Holkim B'Mohadim.
Well, with regards to, correct, not after the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's the Beis HaMikdash got to do with it? What's the Beis? I look in the Rashi in 15. I have all the, again, we paskin, it's not just 3 days, it's even 1 day, even 1 minute before it breaks. But anyway, look in the Rashi, an important Rashi, but we don't have time for everything. But look at the Testament out there, 15, three lines on the bottom. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. She'ein la'atzeres tashlumin kol shiva. After the, what's it got to do? It's a funny statement. Was once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, now you're right. Now Shavuos is not like the other Yom Tov. What's got to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So Rashi tells us because Shavuos does not have Tashlumin makeup karbonas for the whole week, and therefore it's only 1 day. That's going to lead us into the main part of this discussion. Okay, how do we look in the Rambam? Okay, Hilchos Avil Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. 16. Haragolim, Becher Hashem Kippur, ain't over the Bavis. No, there's no Bavis. Nothing. Vechola cover is made so filu shah achas kodom regal. Oh, kodom Hashem Kippur. I'm not interested in Hashem Kippur now. But as long as you bury the dead and you bury the deceased relative and you observe Shiva for 1 hour, for one half hour, for 10 minutes, as long as it was something before Yontif arrived, Batlam and Exer Shiva. And what does it mean? That after the holiday is over, so let's say Hashem Kippur. So the Hashem Kippur breaks the Shiva. And now, not only breaks the Shiva, but here's the key for us, okay? It counts as 7 days, even though it wasn't 7 days. And now, for the Shloshim, you have 23 days left. Afterwards, 23 days left. Now, I don't want to talk about Shem Kippur, okay? But look at the next part. Ula'achar ha-Pesach shisha osayom. For the, after Pesach is over, you have to keep only 16 days to the Shloshim. Why? Sorry, butla gzera shiva, because you sat shiva for 1 hour before Yontif, before Pesach. That counted as 7 days. Then you had the 7 days of Pesach. That's 14. So now you need 16 more to get to the Shloshim. So you only have 16 left. Okay, good. And now look what he says. The third one. This is the Rama Hilchas Avil Paragir Alacha Gimel. V'chein im kavar kodem atzeres. If you bury the relative, God forbid, right before Shavuos, an hour or less this past Sunday, right? Sunday afternoon, okay? Mona acharea shisha asa yom. You only have to keep 16 days after Shavuos to get to the Shloshim. Now, wait a minute. I understand. Okay, the 1 hour that you sat on Erev Yontif, that counts as 7 days. But you should now, okay, now Shavuos itself, that's eight. You should have to keep another 22. But says the Rambam, no. Afo pishu yom echad harei hi regel ve'olo l'shiva yom. Shavuos counts for 7 days. So even though the guy sat Shiva for a total of half an hour, that counted as 7 days. The day of Shavuos counts as 7 days. That's 14. Even though it's not, Pesach is 7 days. So good. But here, the day of Shavuos counts as 7 days. And they only have 16 days to keep afterwards. So Paskin, the Rambam, that's the din of Shulchan Aruch too. Your Yoredeism and Shin Sari Tes. Why should that be? Well, it's very strange. But that's the halacha. And look at your Yoredeism and Shin Sari Tes Sivches. Explains a little bit. Shor Achas Lifnei Atzeres Chashuba Kishim. 1 hour, 1 minute, whatever, half an hour before Shavuos counts as all 7 days. The Atzeres Shavuos itself. Look what he says now. Look what Mechaber says. Again, Hilchus Avelos, Yoredeus, and Shin Sari Tesim Ches. Vatzeres. The Kavan Shim Lo Hikriv Karbonos Atzeres. Be Atzeres. Yesho Tashlum and Kol Shiva. Since if one didn't bring the Karbonos of Shavuos on Shavuos proper, you have a makeup, Tashlumin, for 7 days. You have a 7 day makeup period. Choshuv Kishiva. It's like a 7 day holiday. Hare Yudal, 14, Umashlim Aleim Tezayin Achein, 16 more days. And the second day of Shavuos counts as one of the 16. So now we come to a very fascinating point that Shavuos, in a certain sense, is considered like a 7 day Yontif, insofar as you can bring, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said, we're going to see where it comes from in a moment, you can bring the Karbonos, or at least certain Karbonos of Shavuos, can be brought up to 7 days after Shavuos. So here we are, Shavuos this week was Monday. We're here in Chutz Lartz since Monday and Tuesday. Now it's Thursday. Guess what? It's still Shavuos, in a certain sense. Okay, till Sunday, in a certain sense. So that's why I tell this year how many days of Shavuos are there. Not as simple as we thought. Okay, because in a certain sense, it's still Shavuos now. In that, if you didn't bring your carbon on the day of Shavuos, though it was 1 day, you can bring it for 7 days. Where does all this come from? So one of the other places in the Chumash where the Shalosh Rishonim mentioned, though only very briefly, is in Parshas Mishpatim, Shmos Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Gedalet, Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashanah. Right? You have to celebrate three Regalim. Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor and so on, and the Pasuk says, Zayim B'chag HaKotzer, which is Shavuos, and B'chag HaOsef, which is Sukkah, is good. Shalosh Pom Nerech HaZuchur Pnei Adam Hashem, you have to see Hashem three times. But look at the end of the Pasuk Tezvav. It says, V'lo Yera'u Fonai Reikam. Don't come to see me, meaning the Beis Hamikdash, empty-handed. Whatever when I come, says Rashi there in Shmos in Mishpatim, Parak Havigam Pasuk Dal 19. Below Yeru when I come, Kishe Tavo Liros Panai Brigolim Haviu Li Olos. Part of the mitzvah of coming to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tov, all the Yom Tov, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot, is not to come empty-handed, but to come with Olos, a carbon Ola. So says Rashi. Where did Rashi get this from? Next source, 20, Gemara Chagiga, Zion Amud Aleph, 20, Esrei Velo Yerofanai Kam Bizvachim. You have to bring Karbonos. Zvachim means something you shecht with a knife, an animal. You have to bring Karbonos. Zvachim. Mahim Zvachim, Olos. Now, Olos, as we know, the nature of carbon Ola is that it's burnt completely on the Mizbeah. Goes all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The owner or the client doesn't get any meat. There's no meat. It's all burnt. That's a carbon Ola. So Morris says, how do you know it means Ola? How do you know it means Ola? Maybe it should be a Shlomim. What?
I don't understand.
An Ola, not a Shlomim. So Morris says, okay, they learn it out.
I don't understand why there is a Mahloket about Shavuot when the Torah itself put it in the same place. V'hagasukot v'hakatzir, she put them smuchim one to the she put them in the same pasuk.
So machlokas about what?
About the machloket about Shavuot, if it's one day or to seven days, does him vatel et ha'avirut.
Oh, the avirut. Okay, right. Well, they're linked together in the pasuk, yeah, but the Rebbe Elezer's point, right, but Rebbe Elezer's point is they're only linked together, that's what we're going to see now, insofar as karbonos. So Rebbe Elezer felt that, therefore, it's only true that the Banan Beis HaMikdash.
So that's what Rebbe Elezer said. The same because, thing about Pesach and Shavuot and Pesach and Sukkot.
No, Pesach and Sukkot are themselves 7 days. There are 7 days. In other words, Shavuos has a special Kiddush, it has a special Tashlum in 7 days after the Pesach. It's not 7 days after Pesach can bring the Tashlum, and on Pesach itself. It's still Pesach. It's still Sukkot. The Kiddush is by Shavuos, that even though Shavuos is over, we're going to have Dol already. Now that you mentioned it, I was going to look back at that mission in.
Sorry. Three of them has that 7 days leeway. If somebody said
right, but why?
It's count at seven.
There's no seven. I know, but Pesach and Sukkot is seven because that's how many days it is on the calendar. Shavuot counts as 7 days, even though it's only 1 day on the calendar.
I understand, but what I'm saying is... After Pesach, we have 15 days. He needs 16 days for Shloshim, right? Oh, gosh. What did I do?
I don't think you did anything.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Now I can.
Again, I'm just trying to say, Pesach, the let's go over it again. The time that you sit Shiva before Yom Tov, that counts as 7 days, even though it was only a half hour. Okay. Now, Pesach is 7 days long. So that's another 7 and 7 is 14.
100%.
And Sukkot is what it is. But the Chiddush is that Shavuos is only 1 day, but it counts as another seven.
Yeah, why? But it has 7 days of Tashlumim. That should be counted seven.
I'm not following. That's why it counts as seven, because in a certain sense, Shavuos is like a 7 day holiday. Okay? So in a certain sense, so comes of Elezer, if you look back in that mission, Mord Kutman, verse 14, comes of Elezer, yeah, that's true, as long as the Beis HaMikdash was standing when you had Tashlumen, but what Tashlumen do you have today? So therefore, that's why he said it was only applicable in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. So just to look at some of the sources again, if you take a look I don't know what happened with the computer. I apologize. I hope it's not something wrong. But anyway, if you take a look in that sugi and chagiga, what karbonos are we talking about? So again, there was a karbon ola that's called the olas riyah, and the Gemara in source 20 chagiga zayin lamed aleph says that you have to bring this karbon ola because you also have to bring karbonos shlomim. Shlomim are where you get to eat the meat yourself. Okay, shlomim, you get to eat the meat yourself. The person who brought the carbon eats the meat himself, and gives it to the family and so on. Okay, and as a result, the Gemara says it's not right that your table should be full of food, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu's table, the Mizbeach, is not full. Okay, so that's how we know it's been Ola and Shlomim. All right, that's what emerges from the Sugya Dav Zayin and Aleph over there. Right, based on a pasuk in Parshas Emor regarding Sukkot, happens to be, but it doesn't matter. It's about Perkov Gimel of Emor pasuk Mem Aleph Meyikrov Chagosav Asoch Chag Lashem. Chag always means zvicha, right? Not just celebrating. That's the Gemara proves later in Chagiga Yud Amud Beis 23. How do we know the Chagosav means a carbon Chagiga? They learn it out from Sukkim. It's not just to celebrate, but it says back in a pasuk in 19 Chelev Chagi Ad Boker. Lo Yalin Chelev Chagi Ad Boker. Okay, chelev means fat. The chelev chagi, sorry, 18. Chelev chagi, that was in Shmuel's Parakov Gimel, chelev chagi, so that means the fat from my offering. So it means you're talking about an animal, right? Not just talking about celebrating. Okay, so the Gemara figures out that it means carbonus. So if we come to source 25, that's the famous pasuk that we say all the time in Musaf on Yom Tov, right? Dvarim Perek Tezayin Pasuk Tezayin 25. Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana Yiraeh Chozuchorchas Pnei Hashem Alkech B'Makom Sheivchar B'Chagamatzah B'Chagashuah Zuchagah Sukkah. It's right. We see this pasuk in Musaf always in Yantim. V'lo Yiraeh Pnei Hashem Reikam again that phrase. Ish Kamat Nasharok Rekashem Alkech Hashem Alsalah. So Rashi says there in Dvarim Perek Tezayin Pasuk Tezayin 26. V'lo Yiraeh Pnei Hashem Reikam Ela Havei Olos Reiyah V'Shalmei Chagiga. You have to bring, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, Olos, called Olos Re'iyah. When you come in, you see Hashem, so to speak, you see the Beis HaMikdash, you are seen, and Shalmei Chagiga, that's what you have to bring. And Ish Kaman, I said, oh, how about what you have, right? That's what the Mishnah says. Rashi in the Chumash alludes to the Mishnah, in Chagiga, Chesna Beis, depends how much possessions you have and how many family members you have. Now, you don't have too much to give, so, and you want to have meat for the whole family, so you should bring more Shalmei Chagiga, because you need the meat. You have a lot of money and a lot of and not too many people in the family, so bring more olos. They're all burnt on his bed. You have enough of everything. That's ish kamat nasiado. Okay. So anyway, and that's how the that's how Rashi fills in the Meiri there. Chagiga Chesam Bay says, but he spells it out. Okay, that these karbonos were not the same for everybody. How many olos were Ia brought? How many sham chagiga brought? Depends. Each person was different. Okay. Now, with this in mind, we know that there's a mitzvah as well in addition. So these are karbonos, which we don't think about. This has nothing to do with the karbon musaf. This has nothing to do with the unique karbonos of the yomtiv in terms of, let's say, the shtei halechem or the lambs, the kibsei atzeres. That was not brought by every person. Okay, not every person. When we had a karbon musaf, right? Let's go back to the daily offering, the karbon tamid. Right? The karbon tamid. Not every Jew came to the Beis HaMikdash and brought a karbon tamid every morning and every afternoon. One was brought on behalf of the whole Jewish community on Shabbos. One karbon musaf was brought on behalf of the Jewish world on Sukkot or on Shavuos. After the karbon musaf was brought on behalf of everybody. These are individual karbonos that we're talking about now. The olos re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga were brought by the people, all the Jews who came to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Ragoa. That's what these karbonos were. Okay, so this being the case, what you brought and how much you brought and so on and so forth, depending upon how much meat you needed and so on. All right, now, there's one other thing, and that is, in general, we know, you look in the Pesuk and Parshas Re'eh, again, Zion of Dorm, Pasuk Gudala v'samachta v'fnesh al-kecho. And again, in Pasuk Gudala v'samachta v'chagecho. And again, at the end of Pasuk Tezvav, v'yisa achsamech. We know the song, right? V'samachta v'chagecho, v'yisa achsamech. There's no such Pasuk. Right, we always sing v'samachta b'chagecha v'yisach sameach. It's two parts of two different psukim. It's the beginning of pasuk Yudal, the end of pasuk Tashvav. They made it into one big song. A lot of words in between, but okay. V'samachta b'chagecha, the din of simcha, and the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Tesem and Aleph tells us in 31, simcha in the days of the Beis Hamikdash means with the meat from the karbonos. There are other things also. You buy presents for your wife and other things for the kids and sweets. But in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, it was shlomim. Karbonos meat, which part of it went on the Mizbeach, but most of the meat was given to you to eat. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, which has nothing to do with Yontif, but it just says that Shlomim were expressions of Simcha. Right? Parshas Kisavo, Perchav Zayin, Advarim, Pasuk Zayin, the Zavachta, Shlomim, Chalto, Shlomim, Samachta, Ifnesh, Shlomim, Kevin. Okay. So we look now for a quick summary in the Rambam. Hilchas Chagiga, Perch, Alav, Alav, Alav. The Rambam writes, Sholosh mitzvahs asay nitzav yisol b'chol regal min sholosh regalim. There are three mitzvahs asay that every Jew has to observe on each of the sholosh regalim. Elohein, Hari'iyah, that's Re'iyah, right? Coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Yeira'eh kol zechurcha, right? Everyone has to come. Nechagiga, as it says, tachog la'ashem alokecha. And simcha, v'samachta v'chagecha. And then the Rambam elaborates, the very beginning of Hilchas Chagiga. Hari'iyah, amur b'torah, what is the mitzvah exactly? He shenira'eh panav bazara b'yomtev. You have to come on Yomtev, at the beginning of Yomtev Shachag. The Yavi Imo Carbon Ola, and bring with you a carbon Ola. That's the Olas Re'iyah, as the Rambam says. That's called the Olas Re'iyah. Then, on the fourth line, HaChagiga, what's the Chagiga? HaChagiga Muratar, Hushi Yakriv Shlomim. You should bring carbon and Shlomim. And then, in addition, okay, Rambam writes, Vasimcha Muratar, Hushi Yakriv Shlomim, yes, sir, al Shalmei Chagiga. In addition to the required Shalmei Chagiga, you bring additional carbon and Shlomim, and they're called Hanikra Shalmei Simchas Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha. So you have these three different types of carbonos, three different mitzvahs, Olos Re'iyah, Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, that were brought on Yontif. Now, you look carefully in the words of the Rambam. When are you supposed to bring the Olos Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga? On the first day of Yontif. On the first day, when you come in. Says the Mishnah Chagiga, Testament Aleph 34. Mishalo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon, but let's say a person didn't. He didn't get a chance. It was too crowded and he didn't bring the first day. So Chogeg is Kol HaRegel. He can bring these Karbonas, the whole Yom Tov, anytime during the Yom Tov. B'Yom Tov Achon Shachag, and at Sukkot, they even have an extra day. Not just seven, but Shmini Atzeres. But even though Shmini Atzeres is a separate holiday for many purposes, but for this purpose, it's attached to Sukkot. Over HaRegel Chag, if Yom Tov is over, and you didn't do any of these korbanos, so then you can't do anything about it. That's the pasuk Koheles, Parak Aleph, pasuk Tezlov 36. Mu'uvas le'uchaliskon v'cheslon chalei manos. Certain mistakes you can't fix. Okay, you blew it. You blew it. Okay, now even though that mission is talking about mishalo chag, the korban chagiga, the shalmei chagiga, so Tosos points out right away, Beis Manalach and Chagiga 37, Dimaso Tashum and Derishon, the Afal Gav, the Chagiga, who deceived Tashum and Kalmok, and Afin Re'ia Mine, Kulan Tashum and Derishon. It's true of the Re'ia also. So you're supposed to bring both the Olas Re'ia and the Shalme Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov. If you didn't, you can bring the second day, or the third day, or the fourth day, or through 7 days of Pesach, or 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres. Okay, and the Rabbi Tanura, and explaining that mission, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav 38, says right away, Mishalo Chag, Shalahibi Shalme Chagiga, Sova Olos Riyaso. It's the same din for Shalme Chagiga and Olos Riya. Okay, Tosfos Yontif points out, but the Shalme Simcha is different. Shalme Simcha, there's no requirement to bring on the first day more than the other day. You're supposed to bring throughout Yontif, because it's a Simcha. Every time you want to meet, you brought the Shalme Simcha. And you ate the meat. Shalme Simcha is different. That's a Tosefton Chagiga, Perek Aleph Alacha A, source 40. And Shalme Simcha are different. They apply, they're not making up. Shalmi Simcha, you bring on the fourth day of Yom Tov, it's not a makeup for the first day. That's what you're doing on the fourth day. Every day you have to bring it. Okay. Now, how do we know? Ask the Gemara on Chagiga Tav Tes Amar Aleph 41. How do we know that on Sukkot you have the extra day, Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is not really part of Sukkot. So why should you still be able to bring that makeup carbon? You didn't bring the first day. We said when the Yom Tov is over, you can't bring it anymore. Well, Sukkot is over. It's Shmini Atzeres now. Yet the Mishnah said you can still do it on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara learns out a connection, because it's interesting. Shavuos is nicknamed Atzeres by Chazal, but Atzeres in the Torah never is talking about Shavuos. You look in Parshas Re'eh, Devarim Perek Tzayin Pasuk Ches, the seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres. Sheish Hashem Tochal Matzos Uvayom Hashvi Atzeres. You see that? That's in Parshas Re'eh, and in Parshas Pinchas, of course, Shmini Atzeres is called Atzeres, right? So look back now to Gemara and Chagiga. We make a comparison. Just like Pesach, the Atzeres of Pesach is still part of the Tashlumen week. So the Atzeres of Sukkot, even though it's a different Yontif, is still part of the week. Okay. All right, that's where we learn it out from. So, and that's again, the Gemara elaborates on it. The Gemara says, it says by Sukkot, V'chagos, and also Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yomim. All right, now. Does that mean lechatchila all 7 days? No, b'chagosem oso, really the first day. But you can do it the whole month because it says b'chodesh hashvi tachogu oso, but not past the end of Yom Tov. Okay, iya tachogu chutzolom. So what comes out is that at least with regards to Pesach and Sukkot, once the Yom Tov is over, so are your opportunities to bring any missed karbanas, olas re'ia or shalmei chagiga. What about Shavuos? So here's what comes. What about Shavuos? Okay, Shavuos is only 1 day long on a Torah level. So what do you do? So Lechora, I would argue, okay, so it's just be the same rule, right? The Yom Tov's over, so goodbye. You can't do it. What can I tell you? Right now, let's say tomorrow, it's Friday. You're going to bring a carbon that was supposed to have brought last Monday on Shavuos? It's not Shavuos anymore. You made Abdullah. Nobody's thinking about Shavuos. Shavuos is over, right? It's one and out. Or Chutzah, it's two and out. But I mean, no, I would say that you have to do it. That's it. You're stuck. But yet, you look in the Rambam. Okay. Well, the Rambam does say with regards to Hilchos Chagiga Perek Aleph Al Chadalet 47. Mishal Rekiv Yom Tov Rishon Olav Sviyasa Shomak Gazo. As Rekiv Mishai Mos Haregel. Okay. And they're all considered makeups. That's with regards to those holidays, just to Pesach and Sukkot. And then the Rambam says, of course, Halakha Mitzvah Hakdim Lakrim Rishon. Really, you're supposed to do it the first day, and you're not supposed to delay. It quotes a pasuk in Tzfanya, Paragimel pasuk Yuchas, where the government got that from, because the Gemara doesn't use that pasuk. Nugei Mimora Safti, Rashi explains it's like you didn't observe Yom Tov properly. Whatever, you're supposed to bring the carbon the first day. If you didn't, you can make it up, but the rest of the week. Halacha Vav, Avar HaRegel, but if Yom Tov's over, that's it. So therefore, I would say Shavuos, all right, once it's over, it's over. However, we find the following interesting discussion. A Mishnah in Chagiga Yudzanim Alon 50. The Mishnah says, Atzeres Shechalios Erev Shabbos. What if Shavuos lands on Friday, which it sometimes does? Okay, Shavuos lands on Friday. So Beishamai says you can't bring these karbanas on Yontif. Rather, you have to bring them after Yontif. And after Yontif, now Shabbos, you have to wait until Sunday. Beis Hillel rejects that, so we're going to go with Beis Hillel that says, the Yom Tavoach, the day when you slaughter the karbanas, can be on Friday. Not a problem. Even though it's Yontif, not a problem. But here's the key. Second line of 50. The Mishnah says, Umodim Shem Chol Alios B'Shabbos. What if the holiday lands on Shabbos? It doesn't happen according to our calendar. The first day of Shavuos can't be Shabbos. But it could be in the olden days, right? So let's say Shavuos landed on a Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, everyone agrees, Sheyom Tvoach Achar Shabbos. You're going to have to slaughter these korbanos after Shabbos. These korbanos, the Olas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, you can't do it on Shabbos. It's not Docha Shabbos. The korbanos Tzibur, the Musafim, the Kivsa Tzeres, those things which are, you know, communal korbanos, they were brought even on Shabbos. But these individual korbanos, the Olas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, could not be brought on Shabbos. So there you have a case. What if Shavuos lands on Shabbos? Okay, so you can't bring a korbanos. So the Gemara says, don't worry, bring it on Sunday. But not that Sunday's Yontif, continues the Mishnah. Ain Kohen Gadol Mislabish B'Kalev. The Kohen Gadol doesn't wear a certain, it's not talking about the big day, he doesn't wear his fancy clothes. Umutarin Behesped V'Tainas. Forget about this Yuchagna, but you can deliver a eulogy, you can fast. It's not Yontif. It's not Yontif anymore. It's not Sunday. Sholokayim Dibra Amar Atzeres Achar Shabbos. We don't want anyone to think it's Dafka. You know, the Tzedukim, as we know, always had Shavuos on Sunday, because they started counting Sfiras Omer, Mimochras HaShabbos. They took it literally. Shemachas HaShabbos meant Sunday. Okay? So therefore, exactly 7 weeks later, Sunday. Shavuos will be Sunday. So we don't want to, sometimes it happens, but we try not to have that happen too often. Anyway, my point being that the Mishnah is telling us that Sunday is a regular weekday, and yet you can still bring those karbanas.
Can I ask you one question, Rabbi?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's a nice Gemara. It's a very famous Gemara, but it doesn't teach you that you have Tashlumin for 7 days. I know they had.
Right, so that's an extra one.
But that's only like a Yotzei, an exception, because it's right. Shabbat. It doesn't give right. You like the whole real sticker of Tashlumin.
Exactly. So now, but segue into the next, very next Gemara, 52, and next Gemara on that same page. Chagig Yudzan Ma'ala.
Yeah.
Omer Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Oshia, 52. Minayin La'atzeres Sheisha Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Tataka, you're right. All that teaches us it's an exceptional situation. It lands on Shabbat. You're right. But how do we get that you have Tashlumin all seven? So Mar says, Shenemar, Bechaga Matz, Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos. Makish Chaga Shavuos, Bechaga Matz, Ma Chaga Matz, Yesha Tashlumin Kol Shiva, Av Chaga Shavuos, Yesha Tashlumin Kol Shiva. It's Exeris HaKos VeHekesh, right? That since the Yom Tov Ma lumped together, so just like Pesach Chaga Matz, you have Tashlumin for 7 days, so too for Shavuos. Then the Gemara says, well, maybe you should have 8 days. Why not compare it to Sukkot? Then the Gemara says, tafasta merubah lo tafasta. You take the lesser, not the greater. Okay? So that's your answer. That's the Gemara. The Gemara learned that it's a chazal, it's a Torah Shabbat Peh, that we link the Yom Tovim. So Shavuos, it's not just that, even if Shavuos lands on a Monday, you have 7 days to make it up.
I know. My point was that you don't need that case of telling you that you couldn't do it on Shabbos. If you're
right,
make
correct.
The hekesh,
I just put
if
that.
If you're going to make the hekesh. You don't. Right. It doesn't make sense.
Correct. I only put it in because it's the Gemara on that Mishnah. That's all. It's the Gemara.
I know. I'm saying the hekesh doesn't really it's not an excuse to have the 7 days.
Oh, correct. No, the only thing is it does show that you have this strange phenomenon in Shavuos, bringing karbanos of Shavuos after Shavuos.
Okay,
right.
Okay, I'm holding to that. Okay,
yeah, that's all. Okay. Now, by the way, we have another mission, a mission of Megillah, the famous Mishnah. We know that when Purim lands on Shabbos, it doesn't happen according to our calendar for us, but it happens Shushan Purim. It happened this year, this past year. Shushan Purim was on Shabbos. So when do you read the Megillah? You can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so they do it earlier, right, on Friday. Other things which land on Shabbos, we do later. Let's say Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, we do it on Sunday. So that Mishnah Megillah, Hamad Aleph discusses different things. So one of the things you do afterwards is Chagiga. Okay? Chagiga. All right? And the Rashi says there in Megillah, Hamad Aleph 55, last line on the page, Chagiga im Chal Yom Tov Shabbos. So Dochen Shama Chagiga Lamachar. Shereshot Tashum and Kosher. So he relates it to that question. Okay. Now the Gemara then says on that Mishnah, the Gemara Megillah, Ham and Aleph, 56, Rav Ashi Omar, Chagiga v'chol zman chagiga ma'achrin, afilu atzeres techad yom ma'achrin. Even though Shavu is only one day, it has the same rule, seven, okay, as we said. There is another, though, interesting point that I want to focus on. Another idea of Shavuos being 7 days. Okay, this aspect. So what we called Varenu is that from a certain perspective, Shavuos is a 7-day Yontif, in that you can make up, like, as strange as it sounds. Again, Yontif's over already. It's not Yontif. We made Avdallah. Okay, on Monday night in Eretz Yisrael, or Tuesday night by us, and now it's Thursday night. Tomorrow, Friday, all right, Shabbos is not going to do it, but Sunday you can still be in the court. Very strange, but that's the halacha. But there is something else also that hints at Shavuos being a 7-day package. An interesting Gemara also, in Chagiga Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Toshma Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel Amra Torah Manei Yomim V'Kadesh Chodesh. You know, Rosh Chodesh comes at the end of a series of days. A month is a series of days, 30 days, right? After 29 days, day 30. So what do we? How do we observe Rosh Chodesh? Since Rosh Chodesh is the culmination of a group of days, so we observe it as a day, a special day. So too, says the Gemara, Manei Yomim V'Kadesh Atzeres. Shavuos also is a day because it's the culmination of a series of days, namely the 49 days of Sirus Omer. Right? We count 49 days. So in that sense, it's like Rosh Chodesh. It's the culmination of a series of days. So it's observed as a day Yontif. It's a special day. It's a one-day Kedusha. Rosh Chodesh is a one-day Kedusha because it's the culmination of a series of days. Shavuos is a one-day Kedusha, the culmination of a series of days, says the Gemara. 1 second. Shavuos is also the culmination of a series of weeks, right? Amar Rava, v'tispur ato atzeres yomin manin shavuol aminu. Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'min yomei, d'chsiv tispur chamishim yom, um mitzvah l'min shavui, d'chsiv shiva shavuos tispur. We count both days and weeks till Shavuos. Shavuos is also the culmination of a series of weeks, 7 weeks, and we have two different psukim, right? We take a look in 60, right? Again, parsha in Amor, Perkov Gimel. There it says, you know, you count Tisbu Chamishim Yom, Perkov Gimel Pasuk Design, and the Parsha's right, it says Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach, and then about Sisa Chag Shavuos. So actually, what comes out is that, and it's also the same Sugya prayers in Rosh Hashanah, okay, on Daf Ham, and I'll have some of the Rashi's there, you have time, take a look, but I explained it to you. The Shavuos, therefore, has sort of a dual aspect to it in a way. On the one hand, it's a culmination of days, and on the other hand, it's a culmination of weeks. How do we know that a month is a culmination of days? That's a pasuk in next week's Sedra, actually, Baloscha, Perek Yudala, Pasuk Chaf of Bamidbar, it says in 64, Ad Chodesh Yomim, right? A month is called the month of days. Okay. And that's the Rambam tells us in Perek Hey of, I'm sorry, Perek Ches, it's 29 days. Now, it's not exactly, we always start Rosh Chodesh at the beginning of the day, right? The Molad, the first appearance of the new moon for our purpose now, it may land up at, you know, 26 minutes, 11 halakha, you know, 9 halakha after 12, whatever it is, you know. 1 second. We don't start Shavuos exactly when the Molad is. It's a day, right? It's a whole unit of days. All right. Anyway, we won't go into all that now. But when it comes to Shavuos, the Rambam paskens, Hilchos Tmidim Musafim Perek Zayin Lachaf Chaf Beis 66, that we count both Umitzo Limnos Hayomim Ima Shavuos. You count the days. Today is 31 days, which is 4 weeks and 3 days. Why we mention everything? Same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Tof Pei Tesra Chaim Sifalev. So far Hayomim V'Hashavuos. Okay, count the days and the weeks. Okay, now, the Rambam paskins like this, that we therefore have this dual aspect to Shavuos, Chagiga Perak Alav Alav HaZayin, Mi Shalom Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shal Chag HaSukkos Chogeg is called Regel, including Yom Tov Achron Shmini Atzeres, okay, and even Shmini is Tashlum Rishon, V'chein Shalom Chag B'Yom HaShavuos, Chogeg Kol Shiva V'yesh Lo Tashlum and Kol Sheish Shomim Shal Chag HaShavuos V'dover Zeh Mi Piyash Shvua Nemar. It's part of Tashlum HaPeh Shechag HaShavuos Kechag HaMatzos L'Tashlum. There's also, the Gemara has another hint to this idea of where this comes from. Okay, you look in the Psukim in Emor, so the Parakav Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, declaring Rosh Shavuos as a Yomtiv, says, Ukrosem be'etzem hayom hazeh mikra kodesh yelachem. The next Pasuk says, Uvekutzvechem es katzir artzvechem, when you cut your crops, you have to leave over the stuff in the field for the poor. So the Gemara in Chagig, Yitzhan Rebbe is going to Chesed Aleph 70, has a connection. Omar, the bear of Elizabeth Yaakov Tana, Omar Kra Ukrosem Ubekutsuchem. How can you have it? You declare it as Yantiv and you cut. What do you mean? You can't cut stuff on Yantiv. Someone says, oh, that's talking about Shavuos, meaning during the week of Tashlumen, in a certain sense, it's still Shavuos, but it's really a weekday. You can cut, right? So that's an idea that you can do something that, in a certain sense, I might have thought, says the Gemara, I might have thought that maybe just like there's an Issur Melacha during the week of Pesach, even Chol HaMoed, there's Nisa Malacha, a lot of things are mutter, but Nisa Malacha, so too the whole week of Shavuot should also be Nisa Malacha. But it's not true, okay, because we says who cross them just that day, okay? It says, and we have that connection, who cross them and recruits with him. In any event, what emerges from there is another source telling us that Shavuot has this sort of connection, that Shavuot is in a certain sense, is 7 day long, just like Pesach.
If you look that's similar to the Shabbos case. That's a very similar idea.
Oh, so now we'll see. Now, very good. So now let's look at 74. The Or Sameach, the Meir Simcha of the Vince, commenting on the Rambam Hilchos Minhag HaSofrim, Perek Zayin, Lechachov Beis. Okay, he says that there are some who hold. Yeah, we count the days and the weeks, but look at this. Some who hold, all right, is, he quotes the Igros Rama, Rameir Halevi, not the Rama on the Shulchan, Herek, the Minyan HaShavuos, whom in a Torah Dafka Bisman Shavei Sikdash Chaim. Counting weeks, that's only in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Counting days, Minyan HaYomim in a Torah Tomid Af Bisman Hazeh. That it's still Doraisa to count the days of Sfiris Omer, even Bisman Hazeh. But that's not as much, but the Ram holds everything is deraisa. But according to this sheet, there are some apps quoting, it's still me the oraisa nowadays to count the days. Today's the first day, Omer, today's the third, today's the 26th, and so on, but not the weeks. The weeks is only Bisman Shavuos Mikdash Rekayim. And look at the third line towards him, Tisha Madua. Why? What's it got to do with the Beis HaMikdash? That's why he would, Gemara says, Amemar money, I printed it in 75, right? Some people, Amemar, would only count the days anyway, not the weeks. That's a Zechel HaMikdash. He only counted the days. That's not how we paskin, not how we do. But according to some, that's what it did. Why? So he said it's a sod. It seems to be a secret, right? Azel Omer Gzeris Melechu, right? Besod Elokai Miyavo. Elokai Miyavo. How can we know? We don't know.
But then don't skip the Rabbeinu Yerucham. I mean, that's my whole.
Very good. Chayin Hadvarim Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham also holds that the days are Doraisa, but the weeks are not Doraisa anymore. So he gives you the following sentence. I'll tell you why. Okay, it's based, I'm going to say it outside. It's based on this Gemara that we said before. In what way we said Shavuos is a dual aspect to it. In some ways, it's only a one-day holiday, right? In some ways, it's a seven-day holiday. Okay, in what way is it a seven-day holiday? With regards to Tashlumen. Memela, since there's no more Beis HaMikdash, so it's of no relevance anymore past the for one day of Shavuos. Therefore, keeping track of the weeks, remember what we said? Shavuos is we observe a day of Shavuos because it's a culmination of a series of days, and we observe Shavuos as a week, as a culmination of a series of weeks, but the observance, the week-long observance is not relevant anymore. Today there's no Tashlumen. There's no karbonis. Memela, the counting of the weeks, according to these Rishonim, he quotes Ramai, he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. Okay, according to them, there's no longer any chi of doraisa to count weeks, because no manifestation. The observance of Shavuos as a week-long holiday has no ramifications today, no relevance today. Therefore, counting the weeks is only the Rabbanim nowadays. Zeichel HaMikdash. That's what he says. And that's what he also says. Going back to what we said earlier, he says, that's why Rabbi Elezer, we don't paskin like him, but that's what Rabbi Elezer says. You can't count Shavuos as 7 days for Avela's purpose, Bisman HaZeh. That was only Bisman HaMikdash. Yeah, Bisman HaMikdash. Okay, we can count it as 7 days because in a certain sense, it's a seven-day holiday. We want to link it to the other Yom Tov. Okay, but not nowadays. That's what the Or Sameach says, that there's duality to Shavuos. So the answer to our question is, how many days of Shavuos actually are there? Well, in terms of Yontif, that's what he says, right? Ukrosem, that's the man there, right? It's a one-day holiday. In terms of Yontif, and when it's or in Chutzar, it's 2 days, and then when that's over, you say Abdallah and finished. But in terms of Tashlumin, Shavuos is a 7 day holiday, so actually we're still in Shavuos now. And with this in mind, we can understand perhaps two minhagim that still linger today. Okay, there's a very interesting. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph. We know that when we make Kiddush on any Yontif, we say Shechayanu. Some tough fine gimel zilchus pesach sifalav. It says mosgin lo kos rishon. You pour the first cup of wine. Omekadosh shalom avorach shechiyano. Okay, you say shechiyano. It's part of the kiddush. Good, we all know that. All right. Says the Magen Avraham. What if a person forgot to make shechiyano? Forgot? That could happen, right? The first the pesach, the tumult with the seder. Say he forgot to say shechiyano. Right? Maybe it was motzi shabbos like this. He's making avdala and playing with the candles. Okay, he forgot to say shechiyano. What do you do? says the Magen Avraham, you can make it up whenever you remember the whole week of Pesach. Kol Shiva, right? I mean, hopefully you'll remember soon, but if you didn't remember, you can make it up. That's what it says. Im lo b'rech, Magen Avraham, Sukkot Nalav, it's in the Tophayim Gimel. Okay? Im lo b'rech b'leil rishon v'rach kol Shiva, b'hu adin, b'chol yontif, not just Pesach, any yontif. If you forgot it, then okay, you make it up. And then some other point. And he said, even if you got it the second night, you can make it up during the rest of the week. Comes the Chok Yaakov, Yaakov Reishon, there in Or Chaim, Sim Tov Ayin Gimel, Sim Kot Na'alav, 79, says, he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he look what he writes now. V'nira on the second line, the Hu Hadin Batzeres. Shavuos also, if you forgot to say Shechiyonu, you have 7 days to make it up. Wow. Imagine how strange it is. I just realized, if I got to say Shechiyonu on Shavuot, I'm going to say it now, Thursday night. What? Shavuot is over already. I'll say it later, second, say it later Sunday. That's the Chok Yaakov says. The Mishabur rejects it. The Mishabur, there in Simon Tavayin Gimel, Simon Kot Aleph, so it's 80. The Mishabur says, no, you can only do it. Look at his Lashon is. V'chein hu ad, last words of the Mishabur there. V'chein hu adin b'sharatu m'chul l'varach ad sof yontif. You only have till the end of yontif. You can't say Shechiyonu after yontif's over. And in the Sharat Zion, in the footnote, hey, in the Sharat Zion, he says, Kasavti kein lafuke mimasha kosava Chok Yaakov. I'm saying this now to exclude or to reject the sheet of the Chok Yaakov, you can make it up. It doesn't make any sense. His reason, though, is Kavanoso says which word, Mishum Dilayin Karbonus, Yeshot HaShomen. But he says, I don't think that. I think it makes no sense. He says, that far we're not going to go. That's what Mishabur said. You want to say there's 7 days of making up with Tashlumen, but to say Shechiyonu today, that's what Mishabur said. I don't buy it. But okay, but there is such a sheet that the Chok Yaakov is an important posek. That's what he says. And this too will explain two different practices that we have today regarding Tachanun, the week after Shavuos. Okay, I don't know, probably whoever everyone here daven. At least two different practices. Okay, now many people think, oh, the Chassidim they originally not saying Tachanun. It's not true. The Rav Yoh is a Rishon on the Balei Tosas. The Rav Yoh Chela Gimel Maseches Chagiga Simen Tof Vav 82. Shamati the Lo Nahog Av Amori Lipol Alpana Betchina. That's Tachanun Ad Shiva Yamim Acharat Seres. Not to say Tachanun until after 7 days following Shavuos. We don't say Tachanun. Why? He says, "Ho, so through behest of the tainus, we don't have eulogies." That's what he said. And benir matvarim, because the gemara even had a havam that should be in a simalacha. We don't pask in that way, right? Because of the juxtaposition of ukrosem and ukutzuchem, right? You can cut. Okay, you can do malacha. It's no simalacha, but in a sense, maybe the shulman is simalacha. And he talks about tashlumen. And therefore, he says, in a certain sense, it's still Shavuos. So you can, I don't know if he would go as far as the Chok Yaakov to say you can still say Shechano, but you don't say Tachan. Now, goes Maimon is on the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Hey Halacha Tezvav and Os Shin. He says, we just don't say it till after Shavuos. Okay, Rosh Chodesh Sivan Arat Seres through Shavuos, and then there's Isruchag. So that too. Okay, but that's it. Then you go resume saying Tachan. But the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Tachan or Chaim Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph 84 quotes the Shibbol Aleket, and he says, in those days too, it depended where you came from. In Vermeisha and Worms, they didn't say Tachanun. In Magenza, Mayans, they did. Okay, and the Dark Emotion means it's talking about after Shavuos, not the. Now he says, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? In Simtov Tzadi Dalet, Siv Gimel, 86. Also, is Anas Motzoi Chag HaShavuos, the Ramo writes, the Ein Omim Tachanun Metchilas Oshchor Yisimen Ad Chesbo, meaning Ad Acher Yisuchag. That's what that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Maimar Mordechai in Sukkot and Gimel there in 87 says, well, that's what he says here. Take a look back in Nichols Tachanun in Sim Kuf Lamed Aleph. And there, the Ramo is consistent, right? Tziv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Minik Poshet, Shalo Lipal Pran Bechol Chodesh Mitzvah, Lo Batishma, Lo Bein Ayim Kippel, Lo Sukkis, Velo Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan Ad Achar Shavuos. But the Maimar Mordechai there, and the Magen Avraham there in Sivkot, my Mordechai in Sivkot and Tezvav, and the Magen Avraham in Sivkot and Yudches, okay, says look at 90, v'yesh mekomos nogin shalipol shiva yamim achar shavuos. Again, it's before the Chassidim, okay. Chassidim are always not interested in saying Tachanun, but this is before the Chassidim. The Magen Avraham writes, some people wait till after the week after Shavuos, mipnei shakarbonas hayolam tashlumen kol shiva, because of the karbonas. The Tashlumen. Now, the Maimon Mordechai discussed it. Some even don't. Some double dip. they don't taste till 7 days after the second day of Shavuos. That's already a jump. The second day is extra. That it's 7 days after that. But the Mishabur also, now the Shari Tshuva quotes what Minig Yerushalayim was they did it right after, just not the first day after Shavuos, that's it. And again, David Kamara, you know, whatever the Minig is, the Mishabur is Sikrat Lamed Rav also. 92, Yesh Mekomis Nogin, Shalom Lipo, Kol HaShish Yom HaKha Shavuos, Neshak Karbon HaShalcha HaShavuos, Hoylem, Tashum, and Kol Shivet. So that concept was taken very seriously, that we have Minhagim today, whatever your local Minhagim are, but, different here in Tinek, I'm sure all the shuls are different Minhagim, but those who don't say Tachanun, again, it's not from the Chassidim, start with the Chassidim, or it didn't start with the Sosfar, it goes back to the Rav Yon, and we're going to run, and we should really all quote it, and that's all because, in a certain sense, Shavuos is not just a one-day or a two-day holiday, but from one perspective, Shavuos is a seven-day holiday. And as the Or Sameach said so sharply, it's because of this notion of the Tashun, there's a dual aspect to the Yom Tov Shavuos that makes it more into a seven-day holiday. So that's what I'm giving this Shia tonight, even though it's Parshas Naso. I didn't talk about Parshas Naso, but it's still Shavuos, at least in this perspective. Well, Shavuot and Shabbos.
Shabbos. Can I ask you one question about that? So,
yeah.
Could you